Because of the vow Hannah had made to the Lord, if he gave her a son, the child Samuel was taken to the tabernacle at Shiloh when he was still very young and left in the care of Eli, the high priest. Samuel served there, as he had been consecrated to the Lord for all the days of his life. Eli was very old, and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, ministered in the house of God as priests. Now these sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord. They treated the sacrifices offered to God with contempt, taking by force the portions of the offerings they wanted for themselves, sleeping with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and dishonoring the name of God by their behavior. When Eli was told what his sons were doing, he reproached them. "Why do you do such things?" he said. "I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear about you. If a man sin against another man, there can be forgiveness. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke, and continued in their evil ways, and Eli did not use his authority to punish them. Then one day a man of God came to Eli and said, "This is what the Lord says. I chose your forefather out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest. I also gave your father's house all the offerings made by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and honor your sons more than me? I promised that your house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when there will not be an old man in your family line. All your descendants will die in the prime of life. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be a sign to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do all things according to my will, while everyone left in your family will come and bow before him for food to eat." Meanwhile, the boy Samuel continued to minister before the Lord under Eli. In those days the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions. One night Eli, whose eyes were so weak he could barely see, was resting in his usual place, and Samuel was lying down in the tent of meeting. Then the Lord called Samuel. The boy answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So Samuel went back to his place, and again the Lord called to him, "Samuel." The boy got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Eli replied that he had not called, and told him to go and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of God had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and the boy went back to Eli. Then the old priest realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So he said to him, "Go and lie down. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then the boy said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said, "I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. I will do all I have said against Eli and his family. For I told him that I would judge his house on account of the sin he knew about, because his sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for." Samuel lay down until morning. When he got up, he was afraid to tell Eli the vision. But the old high priest called him and said, "Samuel, my son, what was it the Lord said to you? Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. God continued to come to Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Next episode, the Philistines capture the Ark.